When you hear news of a recession, don't panic. God has a good plan for you. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory with Kenneth Copeland, you'll learn how to release the blessing over your finances and get to that secure place in God.
Isaiah 51. Hearken to me, you that follow after righteousness. You that follow after God's way of doing things and being right. He is right. He has your best on His heart and in His mind. God so loved you that He gave His best. He's always planning your best. He's not planning a place for you to go suffer. He's planning a place for you to go be a blessing. Amen. Jeremiah 29, we read it particularly out of the CEV where he said, I've not planned a future for you that's full of struggle. I've planned a future for you that's full of hope.
Amen. Well, I know that's true after we go to heaven, Brother Copeland.
Hey, come on, man. Why do you keep putting things off to heaven that you could have here?
Well, like what?
Well, like authority over the devil.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you one thing. We get to heaven, boy, we give the devil a fit. Boy.
He ain't there. Ain't that going to be something? I mean, here you come walking through the gates of God's glory in full suit of armor. Don't scratch up the gold, Jack. Take that thing off. You don't need it here. You put the arm of God on now. We got authority over Him now. Don't put it off to heaven. So now, hearken to me, you that follow after God's ways of being right. You that seek the Lord. Why am I seeking the Lord? I'm seeking His plan. He said He'll show me. I believe it. I want to be in my place for Him, for my family, for the body of Christ, for me. Amen. But I'm on the bottom of the list. Amen. Amen. But when you're on the bottom of the list, that's the best place. Because he that's on the bottom gonna be on the top. Yeah. Amen. Look unto the rock whence you were hewn and the hole of the pit where you were digged. Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bore you for. Now, what is the word for, therefore? You can change it with, and translate it this way, because. Here's the reason I want you to look. And Abraham. Look at him. Because, what's he telling you? He's telling you, he says, spend some time studying the man. You're his offspring. You're his heir. Look at him. Look at him. Look at the promises. Believe them. Walk in them. This was the problem with Jesus when he came among the Pharisees. They were preaching the law. He was preaching the blessing of Abraham, and it made them look bad. They're preaching the law and what you can't do, and you're broke and you're numb, blah, 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 blah. And Jesus came in there preaching the blessing of Abraham. Scripture says he did. He came there to bless them. He was preaching the blessing. Well, Brother Coleman, I don't remember him saying that. You don't remember him saying, blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he. But you don't remember that? Oh, me. Well, he's preaching the blessing. So look at Abraham through the eyes of Galatians 3, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9. And search it out because it's yours. Now, what's happening when you do that? It begins to build faith. Faith cometh. You're looking at these things. They're yours. What are you doing? You're reading your copy of the will. Jesus is the executor, and everything in that will you demand, He'll see to it that you get it. Now, He's the only man that I ever heard of that made a will, died, was raised from the dead as His own executor to probate His own will. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good, isn't it? Well, let me ask you this. You know, my dad, A.W. Copeland, I'm the only son. He went home to be with the Lord in the year 2000, 96 years old, and I received my inheritance from him. He had a will, and I had a copy of it. And I knew where most of it was. And what I didn't know, my daughter Terry did. And so we got in there and gathered up all his things. Well, now let me ask you something. When do I receive my benefits from His will? When He dies or when I die? When He died. How dumb would that be to think that I'm going to get what He left when I die? That ain't going to work. Now, you can't make that work. Well, why did you think you're going to get what was left you after you die and go to heaven? No, you got it when He died and went to heaven. It's yours right here on earth. All those things in heaven, I'm telling you, they're out there, buddy. And they're wonderful. But hey, there's purpose and power and magnificence right here in this earth that has never, ever yet been tapped since the Garden of Eden. Amen. Now we know the because. Now let's look at this again. Look unto Abraham and unto Sarah, because I called him. Now called means two things, at least two things. God has planned a place here, and this is where He needs you. This is where He planned you. This is what you was born to do, and the grace to do it is there, and it's your laughing place. I mean, it is your wealthy place. It is your power place. It's your base, man. You'll go from there all over the world with the blessing of God. But there's a place there, and God said, hey, here. I'll show you where it is. Go get in it. Because I called him and blessed him and increased him, for the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and He will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. That's what's waiting for you wherever it is God has called you. As we got wiser at this, and more ready to hear what God said. I just tell the Lord, look, till you tell me where I'm supposed to be, I ain't going nowhere, and I'm not going to do anything. Now, if this is it, well, then just keep your mouth shut, because I ain't going to move here. But if there's something else, let me know. I'll go today. I'll pull up. I'll do anything. I didn't plan this, and I'm not running this. Amen. I done found out this is too easy a deal to foul it up. Because His yoke is easy, and His burden is light. when you let Him run it. Stand up and give the Lord praise and thanksgiving. Would you do that? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Miss Gloria. Hallelujah. Give the Lord praise. Lift your voice and give Him praise. We're headed to our place. We're headed to our place. Say it again. He'll show me my place. I'm headed to my place. My place is full of grace. Amen. Oh, praise God. And the scripture says, come boldly to the throne of grace. Think about that. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Oh, God will treat you like you never sinned. That's big, isn't it? That's what faith and grace does. But, and all you're required to do is say, Lord, according to the book of Philippians, the third chapter, you're working in me to will and to do. So I'm willing to be willing and I'm willing to do. Praise the Lord. You show me and just work and develop and I'll do whatever you say do. I'm strong in you and I'm committed to you and it's going about your business.
Let's pray over everybody's finances, all of us, mm-hmm. everybody, and believe and release the blessing. Because when the blessing's concerned, it doesn't matter if there's famine in the land, if there's problems, what,
it
this,
works
that.
Best when there is famine in the land. That's
and,
what
and
it's
let's
for.
Let's all agree with one another for the blessing, not just a blessing, but the biggest financial year we've ever had.
Amen. Now let me tell you what you do.
We're getting a supernatural.
It's one thing to pray, but then you put your eyes on Jesus. He is your source. You put your eyes on
yes,
the promises
right.
of God to Abraham. And you look at them, and you look at them, and you breathe them, talk them, eat them, sleep them.
Right.
Gloria and I up there in Colorado praying out there on that deck, and she and I sitting there. No, this was in the main room there. And she and I sitting there, and we were just talking these things, and we got to looking at Isaac and what happened when he sowed in famine. And God began to speak to us. The room filled up with His glory. And we sat there for 6 hours under the influence of the presence of God as He poured His word into us. He began to show us things to come. He began to show us what was happening in the economy and why. He began to show us what was happening in the healthcare situation and why it was such a mess. And all of these things. I mean, it just began to pour in there. But you have to keep your eyes on it.
Yeah.
And you come out of there and then somebody comes on television and says, we're all going to go down. I ain't going down. I'm going that way.
That's
I'm not
right.
spending my time going down.
Amen.
Now, catch hands with one
Let's
another.
Just
catch hands with one
another.
We'll come together as one body here today.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we set ourselves before your throne. Heaven and earth bear record. We are in agreement that the recession, the depression,
inflation,
and every other economic downfall.
And every other economic downfall.
Doesn't belong to us.
Doesn't belong to us.
We're the children of God.
We're the children of God.
Not the children of the world.
Not the children of the world.
We're the children of light.
We're the children of light.
Not the children of darkness.
Not the children of darkness.
We walk in the light.
We we walk in the light.
As you're in the light, Lord.
As you're in the light, Lord.
You are our source.
You are our source.
We lay hold today.
We lay hold today.
Of every promise.
Of every promise.
Every word you said.
Every word you said.
Every oath you declared to Abraham.
Every oath you declared to Abraham.
You will.
You will.
Perform that oath.
Perform that oath.
And that promise.
And that promise.
To me.
To me.
And to my household.
And to my household.
We declare it.
We declare it.
We claim it.
We claim it.
We receive it.
We receive it.
It is done.
It is done.
It is done.
It is done. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
For every expectation, every desire, every responsibility, there's a bill that needs to be paid. When it comes to cash flow, too often we find ourselves more overcome than on top. To turn the tables, you need a paradigm shift, an awakening. To get what you've never had, you have to do what you've never done. Total immersion in the Word. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to equip you with the same life-changing tools that empowered them to annihilate financial turmoil and live an abundant, debt-free life. When activated, the 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough equips you to think spiritually about your finances, positioning you for financial breakthrough, paving the way for a productive attitude for wealth and prosperity. No matter what financial challenge you face, with God, all things are possible. Order your copy of your 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, now available for just $19.99. For faster processing, order online at kcm.org. To request your copy by phone, call 800-600-7395 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. This product is a lifeline practical tool for your everyday needs. For this offer and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Olga Rivera was raised in Brownsville, Texas, as the oldest of seven children. She married young and started a family. As she watched her brothers and sisters pursue higher education and careers, Olga became aware of the desire for more in her own life. In the early 80s, through the television broadcast, she was introduced to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and her walk with the Lord moved into a new dimension. With boldness and confidence, Olga made the decision to change jobs.
After working for 23 years, I was at that time 49 years old, when my brother asked me if I could come work for him. He's a doctor. He wanted me to manage his office. And that was something that I did by faith, because I had no training, no teaching of a medical office, didn't know what a diagnosis or a procedure or anything was. But I started to come and just asking the Holy Spirit to teach me how to do the job.
As Olga relied on the assistance of the Holy Spirit, she managed her brother's medical practice through a very successful first year. However, during this time, her husband David made the difficult decision to close his own business. With one son in college and another in medical school, Olga was the only member of the family earning a steady paycheck.
I never spoke lack. You know, my husband would tell me, we need this, we need that. Oh, yeah, okay, we're doing okay. My oldest son, who was in Houston going to school, sometimes called and he says, Mom, the car broke down and it's $1,400 to fix it. And I said, well, fine, we'll go ahead and take care of it. And I would just go to the Lord and say, Lord, I thank you that you're my provider. Even all this time, not ever did we ever stop tithing. So to make a long story short, I went from a $22,000 income to a $60,000 income a year.
Olga spent 9 years working for her brother and continued to build his medical practice. And the Lord blessed the Rivera family. As David experienced great success in several ventures and then settled into a sales career. Their boys graduated from college and medical school and began their journeys. In 2005, Olga felt that it was time for a change in her life, and she started training to become a realtor, receiving her license in December.
I got a listing, I put it under contract, and 2 months I had my first transaction. So from there, I just, $60,000 income in 2004, 2005, I had $85,000 income for my first year in real estate. Next year, I came in with $125,000. Kenneth gave a word.
How many of you in here today, partners of this ministry, you in the real estate business? May I see your hand? I had the word of the Lord come to me concerning my partners in the real estate business. He said this downturn in real estate and mortgages and in houses right now, he said that don't belong to you. Don't join in on it. Don't talk it. Don't let it get in your mouth. Don't repeat what those people are saying on television. They'll talk you out of everything you've got. No, no, you start talking different than that. No, I live on heaven's economy. That's not mine. I'm not going to join in on that shortfall. Praise the Lord. He meets my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Don't ever join in on any kind of recession. Let them recess all they want to. Pray for them. You can turn it around for other people. But let me tell you something. You want me to tell you when the big fortunes have always been made? Big fortunes are not made in what's called good times. When the stock market's just going wild and all that, and prices are big and No. The big fortunes are made when everything is going downhill. It's the people that have the faith of God and stand on the word of God, and God prospers them. And through them, then the rest of it begins to rally and come out.
He started to speak the word of prosperity over us. He says, but you will be doing your best deals, because when the market goes down, we go up.
That year, Olga's sales did increase, and she was named Rookie of the Year. The Riveras were blessed financially, as their combined incomes totaled over $200,000. Their youngest son, Juan Carlos, started his own medical practice, and Olga works with him to administrate and expand his office. Her oldest son, Dan, has started his own career in real estate, and God has steadily increased and blessed his business. Olga Rivera knows that her family has reaped the benefits of living life submitted to the Word of God and in relationship with Jesus Christ.
We've never seen a doctor, never been sick. I'm now 60 years old, never been to a doctor's office until the beginning of the year. I went to, because my son said, oh, you have to go take your physical. Well, I took my physical. And just like Kenneth was saying, no high blood pressure, none of those things. You know, Kenneth Copeland has been talking about we're going to be the biggest witness now to the world when they see us prospering in times when the economy is being attacked, and we're rising up. And that has been the biggest testimony for my children, and being able to give to others. And people are just looking to see what we're doing, to see how real we are. And we have to be real in difficult times.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearsons. Now, what a powerful, powerful testimony you and I just saw about the provision of God, the goodness of God in our lives. You saw it in Olga and her family. The Lord moved through her and through her husband and their stance on the Word of God. The Lord moved them out of poverty, out of lack, and into an abundant, overflowing success. And that is what happens when you live by the Word of God and what God has promised in His Word. Now, she lives, did you notice this? She lives by their giving. They never drew back on their giving, and God is so good to bless that. Jesus is her source, and He is your source. And the blessing of the Lord, what does it say? It maketh rich. Now, that is a powerful testimony. And in today's message by my grandfather, Brother Copeland, you took a look at these promises of God. Now, what do you do when you find a promise in the Word of God? You believe it and you walk in it. You claim it as your own. Now you receive the blessing of the Lord over your finances. God has a master plan for you and your life, even as it relates to your finances. And one of the tools that Kenneth Copeland Ministries has developed to help you and I walk in these things is a 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough. This is a Lifeline kit by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And really what it is is just a tool to help you look into the Word of God and find out what God has already said about you and His blessing on your life financially. You can experience this for yourself and walk in complete financial breakthrough. Order yours today. Now, this Friday starts the Behind the Mission meeting in Charlotte. That's April 8th and 9th in Charlotte, North Carolina. My grandfather, Brother Copeland, will be preaching Friday night. So for more information on this meeting and other things going on here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, just go to kcm.org. It's going to be a blessing to you. There's so much, always so much going on. This ministry is reaching out in so many different areas. And if they're not coming physically to an area near you, then you get a hold of these meetings online. Make sure you're taking advantage of all the free materials that are on kcm.org and stay plugged in as a partner of this ministry. Stay plugged in to what's going on and what the Lord is doing through you. Amen. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and like Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on KCM, visit kcm.org. Online, you'll find free ministry resources to help you live every day in faith. Receive God's promise that everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher welcome you to the Behind the Mission Weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina, April 8th and 9th in the Westin Charlotte Hotel. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Events Center. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Pastor Terry Pearsons will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
So we keep our faith strong. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word. And you can't maintain faith without the Word.